With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. Premier the Honorable Alden McLaughlin encourages discussion and common agreement. Radio K-Man's Giovanni Ebanks has more.
Premier the Honorable Alden McLaughlin says pressing issues facing the Joint Ministerial Council include climate change, Brexit, fintech opportunities, as well as health and constitutional considerations. The Premier cautiously noted that when the Joint Ministerial Council meets in London in November, the United Kingdom will have a new Prime Minister and Cabinet, saying, quote, the players that we now deal may very well be changed. This as current UK Prime Minister and Conservative Party leader Theresa May resigned from her role last month after a third failed attempt to pass a deal to leave the European Union. The deal failed in the House of Commons, 432 votes to 202. Ms. May will stay on as Prime Minister until the Conservative Party chooses another leader in late July. The Premier notes that along with the uncertainty of a new UK government stands the issue of whether the United Kingdom will leave the European Union on the 31st of October. This is the third time that the United Kingdom has pushed back their divorce from the European Union, first expected back on March 29th, then again on April 12th, and now the 31st of October. But Premier Alden McLaughlin said, no matter the outcome of Brexit, the territories should be able to benefit from any opportunities presented. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Giovanni Ebanks.
The Cayman Islands Airports Authority says it is taking steps to ensure there will be no future flooding at Owen Roberts International Airport. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has the detail.
Around 2 p.m. on Tuesday, heavy rainfall overwhelmed the airport's 220,000-gallon water cistern. Airport officials say the cistern was near capacity because of prior heavy rainfall, and the latest round of rain caused an overflow of water into a deep well. It quickly reached capacity, eventually exceeding the power of the cistern and ultimately causing the flooding in the terminal. A statement from the airport's authority says the flooding was not a result of any roof leaks or water ingress under doors, and says at no time was there more than 1 inch of water in the terminal. The main affected areas were a portion of the departure hall and utility rooms. Crews were mobilized to pump the water out of the cistern and clean up the water. The airport has gathered an action team to identify what caused the flooding and find solutions. They also vow to put mitigation measures in place to ensure the flooding never happens again. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
So where did that downpour come from? Radio Cayman caught up with Cayman Islands National Weather Service meteorologist Alan Ebanks.
On Tuesday, we experienced an upper-level low that was over the Cayman area that supported the isolated to scattered showers over the Georgetown area. It produced pretty much cloudy conditions, some heavy showers at times, which our visibility at the airport was reduced down to 1 kilometer. And we also recorded rainfall figures of up to 4.5 inches of rainfall in a 5-hour span. I think it was mainly due to the upper level low. Of course, why it decreased was because it lost its daytime heating. So that's the reason why from evening time, it's basically getting no more showers. The upper level low is still in the area, and we're expecting a similar episode to what we experienced yesterday.
That's National Weather Service meteorologist Alan Ebanks. By the way, after Tuesday's downpour, the National Roads Authority issued a statement saying that they're working hard to address issues that were caused by the inclement weather. Together with some private sector partners, the NRA says they focused first on tackling the areas most affected, specifically those in low-lying areas of Grand Cayman. The NRA also advised motorists to be vigilant while on the roads, to slow down in wet, rainy conditions, and not only to be alert and courteous to other drivers, but also keep an eye out for pedestrians and cyclists using the roads. After a massive seizure of suspected stolen jewelry earlier this month, the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service is offering up some tips to residents, things they can do to make their property more easily identifiable. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller explains.
Over the course of May, police recovered a number of items, including jewelry and watches, which they believe have been stolen. They're taking the opportunity now to encourage people to use technology to protect their things.
We tend to have this misconception that crime doesn't happen to us. It happens to everybody. It does not discriminate. Just take the proper precautions in the event that these things happen. As simple as taking a picture of your property, email it to yourself.
Mm-hmm. RCIPS's Jody Ann Powery says snapping a picture of your receipts and emailing those too is a good idea.
It's the 21st century and email, everybody has their emails, and it's easily accessible, and it's information that when you give to an officer in the event that you have been burgled, they then, without a shadow of doubt, will be able to identify your property on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll just make an investigation so much easier.
If your home is targeted, she says call 911 immediately and wait for police. Don't touch anything. Don't even go inside if you can avoid doing so, because you don't know who might still be in there. After that, a detailed list of everything missing from your house will be collected by the officer.
And this is where the storing of information comes in. If you have serial numbers for them, you make that in your list as well. If you have pictures of them, then you add that to the list as well. And you just hand all those records over to the officer, who will take your statement and record all that information.
If you suspect your property may have been stolen in the recent seizure, you can call 916-1621. Reporting for Radio KMAN News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Efforts continue to build a world-class civil service with ongoing training and development. Radio KMAN's Shanda Gallego has more.
Recently, hundreds of public service leaders participated in a day-long seminar at the Family Life Center. Chief Officer in the Portfolio of Civil Service, Mrs. Glory McField Nixon, explains more.
We're really talking about the power of collaboration. And one of the things that we have realized is that the civil service exists, our purpose is to make lives better. And the various objectives that we're pursuing to achieve that, from being able to have full employment, to having stronger communities, to making sure we tackle crime and the fear of crime, those great outcomes that we're trying to achieve on behalf of the people of the Cayman Islands, they really require us to work across our silos collaboratively to achieve them. So we already see really great signs of how that's taking place.
We also heard from the guest speaker during the workshop. Renee Carroll explained what he hopes the senior civil servants learned during the process.
And I want to be very clear with them that management is not leadership. Leadership is not management. They are different. When it comes to management, this organization, the civil service, is really good at management. But in times of constant change, management alone doesn't cut it. We now need leadership. And as I've said to them, everyone in this room can be a leader if they want to be. Leaders aren't born, leaders aren't made, leaders are found. And there's some rich material in this room. And I gave them a very strong message. Good leaders create followers. Great leaders create leaders.
That was Radio KMAN's Shanda Gallego. The 2019 Mentoring KMAN program officially comes to an end, seeing a record 64 students matched with mentors from public and private sector. The graduating class attended a closing reception at the home of His Excellency the Governor, Mr. Martin Roper. Deputy Governor, the Honorable Franz Manderson, told attendees he's pleased to see the continued success of the program.
I want to commend the Chamber sincerely for putting on this program, and for all of you for being mentors, family members, and of course, the mentees. You know, you didn't have to volunteer to be a mentee. You could have just sat back and complained or did nothing. So please give our mentees a round of applause for stepping up.
John Gray High School student Katrin Martinez was mentored by Enforcement Officer Trishana Osborne. She says it was a learning experience.
I like the fact that I got to do stuff with my best friend as well, and I got to go to different places, and it was a very fun yet mature atmosphere, and it was fun.
Over the course of the program year, mentors and mentees met on a monthly basis during workplace visits and attended numerous social events. The Chamber's mentoring program, which is done in partnership with the Ministry of Education, provides participants an opportunity to begin to develop a long-term relationship with a mentor matched by common interests and career choices. Congratulations to everyone who participated this year. And that is your latest local news from Radio KMAN's newsroom. I'm April Cummings.